Sponsored by Fairmont Park, the St. Louis Cardinals, and LHM. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at MetroTix.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your
can't give me a background singer.
Oh, life can be so, so sweet on the sunny
street side of the street.
I used to walk.
See, that's background singing.
With those blue.
This is harmony right here. What's this?
I'm not afraid.
Because it's over.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
Thank you.
Who was that?
That was...
Is that Mel?
Was that Mickey?
Mick Dorsey.
Mick?
Thanks a lot. That makes us feel real good.
We have a Mel back there, too, right?
Mel Dorsey, yeah. Six Dorseys. The Dorsey Sextet. They're sextuplets, or what do you call that?
Tommy's back there, too.
Tommy, Jimmy.
Tommy.
Mel, Mick, and Mike, yeah. And there's one other one. I can't remember his name. Good afternoon, everybody.
Steve.
No, I don't think so. Good afternoon. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us. This is first time that I've been with you since Thursday. I have a whole lot of things to share with you, including a fantastic movie that I saw. And Dan, how often are you able to be with Alyssa, your daughter? I mean, how often does she come into town?
Not a whole lot.
But you have a granddaughter. How old is she?
7.
Oh, I got the movie.
Perfect.
I got it. I'm not going to tell you now, but it's not a movie I expected to like. It is absolutely spectacular. And the reason I'm not going to say any more is because we need to keep... Yeah, that song, "You Just Keep Me Hanging on the Supremes." What you see, I don't you, babe.
I have some faux granddaughters, too. I have Amber.
Four or five.
Faux.
See what I did?
Just faux. I'm faux paw to them.
Faux paw. That's good.
Yeah.
Faux paw.
Yeah.
I will tell you about it later. Tell you about a lot of things later after I make sure that you know how welcome you are and how glad we are to have you listening. And you're thinking, boy, he sure is going overboard about how much he appreciates the audience. Yes, I am. Because it continues to get tougher and tougher to get new advertising business, and you can't afford to lose what you have. So if you lose listeners, you lose potential business for advertisers. You lose that, you lose the show. So you stay with us, you keep patronizing. Boy, do I have a Landoff letter to read you, but I'm going to wait until he's on here with me. It is some of the greatest feedback that I've had. It's also another sleepy, dusty Dell today. Now, come on. How could you not have been ready this early?
I had it ready.
Oh, no.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Yeah,
another window popped up on me.
I can attest to that.
Well... How awkward is this? Now we have to edit. Now, how far are we in? 3-4 minutes in the show? We already have to make an edit? Okay, so let's do it. I'll give you the edit point. 3, 2, 1. Oh, and it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
And you just seam that together and...
Right.
Like it never happened. All right, first order of business. Before the Burke segment, even... I got an email, and you guys, you tell me if you understand exactly what Michael here is trying to say. He says this man, he sent it to the general manager of the station, Mitt Dorsey, and they've changed. It was all people were reassigned, and he's been now named a general manager, Mitt Dorsey, like Mitt Romney. So it says this is for Frank and the gang. So that would be you guys, gang. They should use their old intro song for one day and see if anyone calls in and asks why they did it. This is the old intro song I'm talking about, except they had it set up where it said, "There's no fun left on FM." That's the email.
That's the Playhouse.
Yeah, that's the Playhouse.
Well, so he said intro. So he means intro to the Playhouse, but that's what we say every day.
Yes.
So if we played the old one, do you have it without us singing over it? Are you able to grab it?
Well, we sing over it.
No, I know, but
the version I have it says AM. Yeah.
Okay,
we just sing over it.
Are you able to play it and we won't sing over it?
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal, Michael. What you said in your email was you're talking about you want to hear it where it's set up to play, and here are your words, there's no fun left on FM. Actually, it was recorded in the studio this way.
Now people are really freaking out thinking it's 5 o'clock.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the way it was recorded because we were on an FM station. So there's no fun left on AM. The minute that we're out of here and go back to FM,
we get to be quiet again.
We don't have to sing over it anymore. We just play it the way it was. So there was no way to have it actually re-recorded with new singers. So we just sing over the AM and say FM. So, Michael, I don't know that I really, maybe I'm stupid, but I hope that addresses whatever it was you wanted. It was recorded as AM. We left AM, went to FM, went to FM, went back to AM. So at the time it was recorded, I was working I believe Kix 104.
Yeah, when that was recorded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kix 104. Because I had... that was an FM station, so I wanted to say, hey, there's no fun left on AM. Then all of a sudden, I find myself working on an AM station. I go, uh-oh. I just thought, we'll sing over it. We just take the cheap route. So, Michael, thank you for the email. I hope that addresses your issue. Now, here's another email. And, Peon, can you pull up Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones?
Sure.
And here's what it says. If you remember, first of all, last week we talked about... Hold on, not yet. Last week, because you, Peon, sent me an article, you emailed it to me about earworms. An earworm is that song you get in your head and you just cannot get it out. You're either thinking, humming it, singing it, and you can't get rid of it. So Peon gives me this article about how to get rid of it. I don't even know if we had time to cover it, and we may not have, but essentially what the guy in the article says is chew gum. Well, I don't believe
that. Chew gum?
I don't believe that's going to get it out of your head. So this guy writes me, he says, Frank, I'm one of those who also hears something. Oh, okay, I see. He's saying when we talk about songs where it sounds exactly like they're saying something they're not, or they really are, and they pulled one over on people, you know, like Brenda Lee. In that case, she actually just did a dirty song. Here's what he says. He says, I'm one of those who also hears something in a song that plants itself in my brain forever, even though I know the words are something else. Here's one of mine, Brown Sugar with the Rolling Stones. Now, before you play it, here's what he says. At 58 seconds in, he thinks it sounds exactly like they're saying, just like a young girl turd now. And at a minute 34, just like a young girl turd now, only it's a little better and more pronounced. Huh. 2:19 in the song, just like a black girl turdy. 2:48, just like a young girl turdy. And 3:31, just like a black girl turd.
Huh.
So let's go to 58 in and see if it sounds like just like a young girl turd.
All right, here it is.
I'll bet you it really is.
Well, now he says it's more pronounced at a minute 34.
Minute 34, okay.
And same thing. Well, you know what? I can tell you something. Ooh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I'm with you.
I think they pulled one over on us.
Play that one again. That's minute 34.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, just like a young girl turd.
Yeah, I think they pulled one over on us.
What kind of sick pervert would refer to the turd?
How do you know it's...
How would you know, unless you have children?
If you just stumble upon it, or if you saw it.
If you have kids, you know what a young boy, a young girl... That's disgusting.
I have to tell you that I can understand where the Stones got this from.
Where?
Because... they were heavily influenced by Chuck Berry.
And let me interject and tell people who might not know. That's the voice of Dan Strauss. He is a professional bass player and is also a singer.
So that's right.
When he refers, when he makes a musical reference, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And influenced by Chuck Berry, that says it all.
Yeah.
Chuck Berry.
They were influenced. The cameras in the bathroom.
At 2:19, and he says they sing just like a black girl turdy.
Turdy.
Now, let's try that. Unbelievable. Les wrote the email. Les, you may have pulled back the curtain here.
What's
up there? And then one last time at 3:31, once again, just like, just like a black girl turd.
No.
3:31.
Yeah, he must have the time. He must have.
Is that almost, he might have the song's version. Almost over.
Yeah. Well, there's 2:48, a young girl turdy, and then after that somewhere, like a black girl turd. We'll take one more run at it.
It's probably
going about 3, maybe in the 3:01 or something.
Oh, there it was.
That's not as pronounced.
No.
I say those other two.
Yeah.
1:34 and 2:19. So there you go, folks. Fair warning. At minute 34 and 2 minutes and 19 seconds into Brown Sugar, the words turd and turdy. We don't go for that. We don't like it.
Les did some research, man.
Yeah, he did. He gave us times and every
seconds.
He says, Les says, so there you go. Put it away. Do as you please. Maybe on a slow day you can talk about it. Whatever you deem worthwhile. I guess what really puts it all together for me is, he says, that Jagger singing about the excrement of underage girls would not surprise me. He's a creepy dude. That's what he says.
Yeah, he is.
Let me tell you, if Mick Jagger, if you didn't know that, let's say he never was in the Rolling Stones, and you just saw that face, it'd scare you to death.
Oh, yeah.
He is. Creepy is a good word. He's a creepy looking guy.
Yeah.
But he gets the chicks. And Dan, you know why, because it's why you get them. It's why you got Sandy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're a musician.
Musician.
Musician, singer. And you got both. Jagger doesn't even play anything, does he?
No. Oh, yeah.
You got
really.
You got the double whammy. They can't escape your spell.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Something
Les.
About a guy with a guitar.
And I saw a documentary once on guitars, and it said that sort of subliminally, the neck of the guitar kind of slanted up is a phallic thing.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's supposed to make girls think about, like, you know,
yeah.
I can say erection, but I don't want to, so I'm not. But that's what it said.
Huh.
In less than half an hour, look what the audience has learned.
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
This is Eon, the peon, the world's greatest control board operator. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
First thing yesterday, we were all getting set to leave the house, all three of us, my wife, my son, and I.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you for doing that correctly, grammatically.
Well,
correctly.
Thanks. Yes.
My wife, my son, and I were getting ready to leave.
And I needed to get something out of my car. Mm-hmm. We were driving in the other car, but I needed to get something out of my car, so I went to try to find my keys.
Uh-oh.
Now, Archie's had a key problem before.
Yes.
I remember
that. So pretty much for the next 2 hours.
Oh, boy.
Angela and I tore the house apart, looking everywhere.
Oh,
trash bags, trash cans.
Did you not immediately suspect him?
Oh, sure. Yes, that's public enemy number one there.
With keys.
Yeah.
However,
and there's always a however in life.
About 2 hours in, he became less and less of a suspect because we looked everywhere.
Did he swallow them and poop them out?
No. So at that point, I told her, because he was getting antsy and anxious because we were trying to get him out to get some energy out. So I finally told her, just take him, just leave, and come back and get me later.
Hey, how old is he now?
He's 2.
But he's over 2. January, February, March. He's like two and three months.
Yes.
So would he not understand at this point if you said, Archie, where are the car keys? Or
yes.
Does he know what they're called?
Oh, yeah. Yes. No, we asked him that question, and he didn't
have an
answer.
One of the things that works sometimes is if you put his hand in boiling water and say, yeah. Now, where are my keys? I'm kidding. Don't email me. I'm kidding.
So... And then there were other places besides the house because then I begin to question other things because right before I came into the house, I got something out of the trunk and carried it in. Whatever groceries I had were in the trunk. I picked those up and I start to question, well, are they in the trunk? Did I lock them in the trunk? But then I said no because I had to get in the house after the trunk. I had to unlock the front door.
You have to do detective work.
Yes. Oh, yes. You had to trace your steps all backwards. So
process of deduction.
After like 3 hours, I finally was just broken down and decided to call locksmith and say, open the car up. Maybe they're in there. I mean, all day long, too, I was trying to look in the car to see if they're locked in there. I couldn't look in the trunk, of course. So I call locksmith and I go, breakdown, just okay. Come, and I think the locksmiths now even they can make a replacement key on the spot. Even.
For, if it's just a key, they probably can.
Yes.
You don't have a push button start.
No. So I'm standing out in the front porch waiting for the locksmith. I look over at our porch swing.
Oh boy!
And there was something on the swing.
Uh oh.
I walk over, and it's the keys from the night before, the day before. When I talk on the phone, I pace. I don't know. I think a lot of people do that.
Oh, I do.
Oh, I do.
So I think I was talking to my mother the day before, later in the evening from the night before, and pacing. I walked outside some, and I guess I had no. I mean, now that it happened, I remembered it, but during the course of looking for the keys, I had no idea I had been on that porch swing the day before. So they were there. Luckily, I was able
to. Poor, innocent little Archie all along.
Oh, yeah.
Is a suspect.
Man. I was giving him the stink eye for
I'll bet you even, just for a moment, thought about putting him up for adoption.
Poor little Archie.
Oh, man. But that was a new. Because, yeah, I told a story, I guess it was about 6 months ago, where he did actually hide them, and it took a good, I guess, hour or two to find those that day, and they were in a closet shoved in a pocket of something.
Oh, so. You can't say suspect anymore. You have to say Archie was a person of interest.
Oh, that's right.
How old are you now, 39?
39, yes.
Okay. Let me just tell you something. What you just experienced, welcome to my world every day. You don't remember... That you were, that's right, I was on the swing on my mother.
It's bound to happen because my memory's already bad and my mom's is bad. I think it's genetic. And so, yes, this is a glimpse into the future.
You know that we are about a year away from right in the studio having to wear name tags to know each other. I look over and go, Dan, yeah.
But
oh,
I was—I mean, I was physically exhausted.
Were you
after
able
that.
To cancel the locksmith?
Yes. Luckily, it was within a couple minutes after I called them, so I hurried up because as soon as they're there, they're going to get for the
it's service call,
whatever the charge is. So luckily, I was able to cancel. But
boy, aren't you glad after that? Aren't you glad you didn't waterboard Archie? You tell me where those
keys
are.
Poor kid, he understood the question I was asking him, but he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, when he's old. He'll understand why he was a suspect. That's what happens when previously you hid your daddy's keys.
And
you're going to be a suspect.
Yes. And so as of yesterday, there will be a... I understand now why people have hooks key hooks, you know, yes, where you all set your set to keys.
Right when you come in from the garage, you hang your keys up.
And I told Angela, I go, you have to make sure every night when I come home to put these up on this hook.
Now, let me tell you this, and you would probably know more about this than I do. I guarantee you, and I'm pretty sure I've even seen this, there's an app. And you attach.
You would have to have.
You attach a little thing to your key.
Yes.
And that your phone or iPad can locate your keys.
Yes. No, that may be.
There's also a. This is even simpler. There's a little transmitter you can put on the keychain, and you have a receiver. It's just nothing. It's like a life alert. Help! I can't get up. And if you lose your key, you push that button, and the keychain, beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
Because it's connected to the key. That you can get those, too.
But it would not have worked because they were
outside.
Outside. They were outside
all
night.
It would only work if you're outside pushing the button.
Right. And, I mean, I did walk around outside. I thought maybe I dropped them in the grass. So I guess it could have.
Is your house key on the same
thing? Oh, yeah. Everything's on there.
Think about this. Think about a bad guy
walking
by going, hey, what's that on the swing? Oh, keys. I think I'll open this house and kill these people.
I'll open the house and kill these people, and I got
and
a car to drive
car.
Off.
Yeah, I got my getaway car. I don't have to walk anymore.
Luckily, our porch kind of has like it's higher up and it has brick around it, so you can't really see down. But I was exhausted.
Exactly
like
what you're talking about and where the porch swing is. Give everybody your address so they can go by and see what you
found. Oh, sure. It's 2749 Cherry Street.
That's a great story, though.
Yes.
I've had that lost key thing, and it drives you crazy. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Don't you have a second key?
I do, but I have no idea where it is.
I know.
It's horrible. I know.
Now, you have to fix that.
Yes.
You have to have another key made.
Yes. And from what I saw, you can go on Amazon and buy a blank, either a blank with the fob.
Right.
Or just a blank, and then go to a locksmith, and they'll grind it down. So
do it, man. Do it, because you're going to regret it.
I know sometimes if you go to the manufacturer, they charge, especially those ones with the chip inside it. I've heard those are upwards of
$300-$400.
Yes, several
hundred
dollars.
Absolutely, as much as $600.
But luckily mine doesn't have one of those chip things.
Do it.
Yes.
Because there's going to be a day, and you can't get out of there.
I've had two in the last year, so yes.
Yeah, just do it. Get another key, mate. Anything else?
I do, but we can break.
Let's break. We'll come back at part two, and then Dan, did you have anything?
I have a key story,
too. This is going to be on. This is what a show.
Another key story.
Yeah.
What a show. I wouldn't go anywhere, folks, if I were you. Let me read you a great email that I just downloaded this morning. I printed it as copy and paste, so I don't have the date on it. I'm sorry about that. But it says, Frank, hi from Mark. I had not written in a while, so I wanted to say hello. Wish you well. Isn't that nice?
Oh, it is.
With regard to MD Health and Wellness, my wife did that a month ago. She has lost 25 pounds.
Wow.
He says, I'm going on 2 weeks. I've lost 10. Well, let's give him a round of applause, too. So spread the love.
And I just received an email from someone about MD Health and Wellness wanting to know how to get a hold of them and where they were and everything. So,
well, they just go to francopinion.com.
Yeah.
And go to sponsors, and there's the link to their site. So he goes on to say, he says, I've lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. Then he tells me how much money he put in the hands of Mark and Jason and how much he has made, but I can't give you those specifics and wouldn't. It is interesting that he said all of the gain came after Trump was put in office. That's not a political statement. It's just a statement of fact. And then he says, I like to play craps at the casino. What do you play? And boom, 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 boom. I am here to announce that as of this past weekend, I don't play anymore.
What?
Anything. No, I'm done.
Really?
Yeah, I'm done. I saw the statement of what I lost for the year, and I'm done. Now, it's like somebody quits drinking, or sometimes they fall off the wagon. I'd like to think that that's not going to happen, or that if I go back at it, I'm able to do it you know, just for a few dollars here and there. But that's not fun for me. If I'm one of those go big or go home. You know, you're never going to make money if you place your bet and it's $2. Yeah. So I think I'm done. So thank you, Mark, and congratulations to you. Congratulations to your wife on the weight that you lost. And folks, if you want to know more about MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton and about how they help you lose weight and about their program for guys with low testosterone, and that's pretty much every guy over 40, 45, or the reversal of type 2 diabetes, all you have to do is go to one of two websites. You can go directly to theirs, which is mdhealthwellness.com, or you can go to frankopinion.com and just get to sponsors. There's a little thing. I don't go to it, but you'll see it. Sponsors. Click on that, and there's the link right to their site, MD Health and Wellness.
All right, it's time for a check on traffic. I'm sure this rain is wreaking a little havoc. Here's Tim Weiland.
As I see are Hampton through McCausland on westbound Highway 40, and a little bit busy now between Highway 40 and Manchester on southbound 270. Still no delays going onto the Poplar Street Bridge from the Missouri side. And this traffic report is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Wing Tuesdays at B-Dubs are half-price Wing Tuesdays. That means any size order of traditional wings cost half as much, making Tuesdays twice as good. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hey, this is Doug McKelvin. For the past 22 years, you may have heard me somewhere else on the dial, but now, after a year of, let's call it a vacation, I'm glad to be here on locally owned and operated KTRS. Why is that? Well, the Big 550 KTRS is the talk of St. Louis, as opposed to other stations that have personalities pontificating to the whole country via satellite from New York or perhaps even Miami. We talk about what you want to talk about. After all, you live here, and so do we. Join the conversation, the Big 550 KTRS.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig. Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stewart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one, Stewart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stewartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
Altair Traveling Cruises in Brentwood, owned by Pat Blassie and her staff, will make sure your next vacation comes off without a hitch. Whether it's pricing, whether it's places, accommodations, Altair Traveling Cruises knows how to navigate all the pitfalls of traveling in the 21st century. We've been on numerous trips with Altair Traveling Cruises. The pricing and the atmosphere and the customer service, second to none. For your next trip, let Altair Traveling Cruises help you out. AltairTravel.com.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, big boy, what's going on over at Fast Eddie's Bon Air?
Same old stuff, Mr. Shannon. You know nothing ever changes at Fast Eddie's.
Still got that huge peel and eat shrimp?
Yes, sir. I'm still going down and getting them every year.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean you're going down and getting them? Are you telling me that you go to the bottom of the ocean to get those things?
No, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, I thought you meant like a snorkel and a net.
Well, that'd be one heck of a snorkel and a net.
Yeah, you'd have to make Jack Cousteau and several other mermaids very jealous.
I don't know about any mermaids or Jack Cousteau.
That's for sure.
But the answer to your question is it's all the same. And we're having a ball at Fast Eddie, just like I'm having a ball doing this silly commercial.
So, folks, if you're 21 and in the mood, head over the Clark Bridge to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois. Just check out FastEddie'sBonAir.com.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ARCAMidwest.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For 25 years, give or take a month or two, we have we've told you about American Equity Mortgage and about how if you buy a house, somebody has to hold the mortgage. Not always. Some people can, you know, pay cash for a house. Usually they're older or they're just, you know, rich kids where they get married. And the girl's dad, Preston Ephraim Vonderhurst IV, says, we've bought you kids a home. Dan does it better than I do. We've bought you kids a home. We hope you like it. It's able to do. It's only $1 million, but as you get more successful, you can move up. You know, well, those people, they don't have a mortgage, but most regular people, believe me, I've had plenty of mortgages. That's what they do at American Equity Mortgage. And you like to think that you're working with somebody who will get you the very best interest rate you can obtain based on your credit history, because that interest rate is everything. I mean, that's going to determine how big or small your house payment is. I think American Equity Mortgage has done this long enough and for enough people, like thousands and thousands of thousands, that they know how to do that. So you don't have to worry about that. The other thing they do, and they've done for years and will continue to do, is make sure you understand that as a homeowner, and look, if your mortgage is not with them, they're not going to turn you away because of that. If you're a homeowner, home is paid for or there's still a mortgage, it doesn't matter. If there's equity in it, meaning if it's a $200,000 house and you only owe $60,000, you have $140,000 in equity. That's a tremendous amount of borrowing power. So if you need to borrow $20,000 or something, piece of cake. That's just called a home equity loan. It's a loan based on the equity in your home. They'll help you with that too. So keep that in mind. Remember their website. It's easy. AmericanEquity.com, or just remember the phone number. That's easy too, as long as you get all the numbers right. 314-878-9999. Here with the rest of Peon's contribution to the Burke segment is Peon.
Actually, I can save mine.
Well, how unselfish. Well,
yeah, so I can let Dan go.
How unselfish.
Oh, and mine's not long at all.
Don't try to top him. And
no, I'm not going to. No, it's not going to top his. But
right, now with his part of the Burke segment, here is bass player, singer, professor. I'm not even going to try to go through the list. Dan Strauss.
Thank you so much,
welcome.
Frank. And while I was professoring, I was down on Hampton.
Does a professor profess?
I guess. I don't know.
You would say, while I was professing, you
I
never
was
hear
professoring.
That,
so.
Doth profess too much.
And is there any other way to have havoc than wreak it?
I don't know.
I thought about that when I heard that thing earlier. A commercial said wreaking havoc.
Wreaking havoc.
Anybody ever has havoc unless it's wreaked?
I know. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I arrived at where I was professoring at Broadcast Center.
No, you were professing.
I was professing. Professor, professing or professoring?
You were professing because you are a professor.
So I arrived, and I had my window down, and I got out of the car and started taking some things in, and I thought, you know what? I need to roll my window up and lock my car.
That's a good story. I don't think you have anything, finished. But that's a good story.
And I'm not finished yet.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I go in, stick the key in my car, turn it all the way on, not where the engine's running, but past the accessory point to and I roll the window up. And then I got out of the car.
Oh, I left it in that position.
And I got out when I was finished teaching and went to get in my car. And we were going to go get some lunch.
Dead battery.
Oh, just went.
Yeah. You left it on.
I'm like, oh. And that's the
How
first time.
How long are you taking to figure out what you had done?
Oh,
immediately, as soon as you got in the car.
Yes, yeah. Immediately, because I was like, where are my keys? I'm looking for my keys.
And did you think, did Archie steal my keys?
I did.
Because he's a key thief.
I was going to call Ian.
Hey, did your little boy steal my key?
Yeah. But I immediately figured, I thought, where are my keys? And I opened my door. I never locked my door.
Idiot.
Opened it, and
How
there.
How can you not lock your door?
Well, I had my keys
way,
in the car.
By the way, if you locked your door, you wouldn't have left the key in the car.
I know.
Idiot.
But I just got out of the car and walked in, and I did that. So I had to call OnStar. OnStar came out, and
they came out.
No, they came out and jumped the battery.
I didn't know they'd come to you.
Oh yeah, OnStar. I called OnStar, and it's for the roadside assistance. They call whoever is a
contracted
through them, and they came out and put that
that super jumper.
Yeah, that super jumper on there and started it right up.
That thing is like those heart paddles. Clear, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to charge and wait till it charges. It's like clear.
No, and I used to have one, and it ended up dying, but I had one of those, and those are great.
I have one at home. I think it's like, 10 amps, 12. It's enough that if you clamp it on there and wait about 10 seconds, it's got enough usually to start.
Yeah, and I used to have it in my car all the time.
Here's the other thing. You like I told Peon, get a second key. Go get yourself one of these portable jumpers.
Yes.
They're $50 or something.
Oh,
they work as long as you keep it charged. It's like going to use a drill and, it's not charged.
Yeah.
Or anything else, it's not charged. Electric screwdriver, it's not charged. If you just, every 3 months, plug it in overnight, put it in the trunk of your car, you jump yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
How long did it take them to get to you?
About 20 minutes.
Not
which I was really surprised at that, because even the lady said probably 20 to 25 minutes he'll be there. We contacted him. They called me back. So they did a great job. I'd never had to use roadside assistance through OnStar before. But
have you ever even had to use OnStar? Yeah, you have. You said for directions.
Oh yeah, I use OnStar all the time for directions.
Let me tell you something, folks. That OnStar, that's a GM thing, and that. Let's just say it's a Chevy thing. Who cares about the rest?
Yeah.
It is a terrific piece of technology, and it's actually been available for, I'm going to say, like 15 years.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
And you know they have the ability, if somebody steals your car, they can shut the fuel system down.
Yeah.
By satellite.
I have that. There's different packages you can get, and I have that's included in my package.
There have been cases where somebody stole a car. The owner calls OnStar. They locate the car, GPS. I mean, it's like they're looking down from the sky. They shut the fuel system down and lock the car and trap the burglar, the thief in the car.
That's
the cops get there.
They do that with those bait cars. Sometimes they'll set up a sting.
Oh, man, I think that's fantastic.
Yes, and they'll film it. I think a couple shows have done that before.
You got them locked up already.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's all I had for that.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. If you'd like to call and chat about something, we'd probably get two calls in here. I'll give the numbers real fast. You're welcome to call 314-969-KTRS. The easiest is for most cell phones, *KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS. Now, normally what happens right now is I say that, and then while people are calling, I start talking about something. And then I never get to the call.
Right.
So have you got that time passing?
Sure.
So here's what we'll do. I'll give the numbers again. I'll wait about 30 seconds, see if anyone wants to call and chat about anything. If not, I'll start talking about something else. Let me give the numbers. A star, KTRS, for most cell phones, or other phones, 314-969-KTRS, or 888-550-KTRS. And now some music to pass time till I wait and see if anybody wants to call. But I really like this, so let's just listen to it for a few seconds.
Me too, I like it.
I do.
So stupid. Play it, go ahead. Yeah. You know who that is?
No.
Bruce Limpress.
Really?
Yeah, and the All-Boy Orchestra. Okay, let's talk to Bill. Bill, thank you for calling. What can we do for you?
Hey, Frank, A and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Well, let's applaud this. We love first-time callers. Sometimes it takes, well, it's been 20 years almost. It takes 20 years to work up the nerve to call. What can we do for you?
Yeah, it does take a little bit of nerve. I just wanted to tell a kind of a quick, funny story. Ian kind of inspired me with this key story.
Now, Bill, before you start, let me say something you've done you may not be aware of. You've already said it's funny, so now it has to be funny.
Yeah, so
you've said it's a funny story.
That's right.
Well, okay.
I hope it's funny.
All right.
So I'm 45, and going to be 45, so I'm starting to lose my memory, too, I guess. But
I'm sorry, I forgot what you just said. What did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, my memory.
There? Yeah.
So I'm,
go ahead.
I'm on the phone with, well, actually, I can't find my phone. That's what happens in my mind, not realizing that I'm actually on my phone.
Oh, no.
I've already
told
the punchline, but
I was
on the phone with my dad for almost 20 minutes, like tearing the house apart. He's trying to help me, look under here, look under there. And I swear to you on my life that I am actually on my phone.
Bill, I have done this. I've done it.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it not long ago.
This is no different than I can't find my reading glasses. That's because they're on me.
I was talking to my girlfriend on the phone. I got to work, and I'm like, hold on a second. And I'm looking around in my car, and she goes, what? I said, I cannot find my phone.
Oh, man. Bill, we've all done
it's
this.
Like, you're on your phone.
Don't
yeah, I never thought. I mean, but like I said, I was panicked.
And oh, yeah.
And you go from panic to you're mad because you're so stupid.
Yeah, all right. And then my dad actually says to me, he says, well, how are you talking to me? And then that's when it hit me. And I said, well, I'm on my phone. And then he says, well, then that's
goodness.
It. It's over. So,
oh, man. Oh, I cannot tell
story.
You. Bill, I don't think you understand. Everybody listening, most everybody right now is going, oh, my goodness, I've done that. And yeah. I made up an expression one time. And as soon as I said that, I noticed everybody was saying it. You don't feel like the Lone Ranger. I made that up.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're
yeah,
not,
and also
you're not
I just
alone.
Wanted to. I also wanted to just say that I work outside all day long, and the best part of the day is 3:15 when you guys come on, and it just makes that last 2 or 3 hours great. So I
you're
really
a beautiful human being for saying that.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. And again, man. Don't feel bad. We've all done
right.
it. Thank you, Bill. Don't
bye-bye.
Be a stranger. Don't wait 20 years to call again, okay?
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Russ. Russ, how are you?
Hi, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Russ.
Hallelujah.
What's up?
Well, I have a suggestion for Ian as far as the key thing goes, and I learned this lesson years ago from my father, to carry a spare key for your house and your car in your wallet.
Well, that sounds good, except with today's key fobs, they're so thick. If it's a fob that opened the car, it's thick.
Can't you have a regular key made?
Yeah, to open the car. You can open
yes,
the car
yes,
door.
He's right. Yes, yeah. You can. But my suggestion would be there's always a place to hide that key on that car that's not the usual place you would suspect, like under the bumper, or there's usually a way to do that.
I hide mine in the trunk.
Right there, in Dan, you know, it's right there at the car because I think sometimes you can leave the wallet in the car, even. You're right. Wallet's better than nothing. That's better than not having an extra key. That's a good idea. A flat key in the wallet.
right.
All right, Russ. Anything?
All right, you guys have a great afternoon. I love your show. Been a listener for years and years. And Frank, I want to thank you personally because it's because of you. Everybody thinks I'm just the most hilarious guy around because I sit every day and I write your jokes down and I use them. And if you were to charge, I'd pay.
Wow.
Well, what was that last part?
If you were to charge me, I would pay.
What's your address,
Let
Russ?
Let me write that down. No, I'm writing that down. So what, do you have a favorite joke that you tell?
Yes. I think my favorite joke is the one about the city boy that goes out to the country and sees the farmer.
Let me stop you. Honey, milk, pussy willows?
Yeah, milkweed, honeysuckle.
Oh.
Yeah, that one is my favorite.
That's a great joke. Russ, thank you for calling.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. He said, have a good day. We will now because of him. Because he thinks this is a good show. Let him think it. Let him think it. Hey, don't ever tell him anything different. Meanies. A Meanies in Chesterfield Valley has a huge sale right now on patio furniture and some other furniture, too. They're down in the valley.
Valley so low. Hang your head over.
That's the touch of me right there. Down in the valley. Amenities, indoor and outdoor living furniture up to 50% off on select items. Now, you're going to have to go see what those items are. But believe me, there's no junk. So when you can get up to 50% off on the quality furniture they sell, that's a good deal. Dining room furniture, deep seating. I'm not sure I know what that means, deep seating. Chat groups, fire pits. Boy, that fire pit thing has become a popular. And at night, it is, even if it's not cold, there's just something pretty cool about those. Umbrellas, poolside furniture, and a 105% price match guarantee at Amenities. I think you know where they are. Copper Dome, the only Copper Dome building, I think, in all of Chesterfield Valley. They've been there longer than most places there, except, of course, Annie Guns has been there forever. It is a fantastic place, and I encourage you to take everybody in your family because there's nobody that's too young or too old to appreciate and enjoy everything at Amenities. Aminis.